Yeah. If you're watching a replay, fast forward 5 to 10 minutes. I'm gonna let some people get in here. Let's get it. Get your donations ready. Appreciate you for stopping by. Let's have some fun. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Everybody hit the like button. Hit that like as soon as you get in. All right, let's get into it. I'm going to do my e-begging spiel. I'm looking for a live stream sponsor. Starting at $5. Make you the king of the stream, big dog of the stream. Unless somebody dethrone you, outbid you. We're looking for $15 the first hour. And then if we make our $15 goal, I'm going to try to go 2 hours if the internet permits. The goal for the whole stream is $25. It guarantees a bonus stream on Tuesday. Cash App, Streamlabs, PayPal, all at the top of the chat. Well, they should be at the top of the chat. I'm about to put them at the top of the chat right now. If anything crazy happened, like if I go mute, if the screen go blank, anything crazy like that, let me know ASAP in the chat. I got a few things that can be described as ridiculous nonsense that we're going to go over. I'm going to start off with an article. Let me know how the mic sound. I'm using a different mic. I had to go to a different location than I'm usually in. Let's get it. We're going to have a good stream. Get them donations together. Hit the like button. Payment links all at the top of the chat. You dig? Let me play the music. Give me 2 more minutes and we're gonna get started. Hit the like button, hit the like button, hit the like button. All right, that beat ended at the perfect time. All right, let's get it. This says, women are happier being single than desperate men. So already the narrative is kind of fucked up. So it says women are happier being single than desperate men. Why do men got to be desperate? Why can't it say women are happier being single than men? They had to throw that desperate in there to shame men, of course. Here's why. I guess they're going to say men have more to gain by partnering. I don't believe it, but let's see if they can make their case. All right. It says all the single ladies are doing all right. New search reveals. New research reveals. Well, of course you would say that, NY Post. We know that that's what the media wants us to believe. All the single women are happier than ever, and we should have never coupled in the first place, right? Turns out women enjoy flying solo a whole lot more than men. Well, yeah, when they're young. They're getting taken on yachts. They having men throw money at them. They get to hang out with their friends with no restrictions. Just do what they want when they want. They going on trips. Yeah, it's great. It's great from 18 to 35. You know? What about when the looks fade? What about when the money run out? What about when you're 57 and you got $2,000 for retirement? What about that? See, men think long term. Short term, yeah. It's a ball to be a single woman, somewhat attractive, 18 to 35. It can be a fucking ball. I agree. But from 35 to 85, it get real grim. See, women beat us out short term. But long term, we get them every time. We win in the end, fellas. We win in the end. It says, a study recently published in Social, Psychological, and Personality Science found University of Toronto psychologists Elaine Hone and Geoff McDonald analyzed data from nearly 6,000 single adults from 10 studies, and the results are in. Unpartnered gals are happier than the guy counterparts in every aspect. I mean, it's not really shocking. It's not really shocking. Women are more social. They're probably more likely to have friends. They're doing better in academia. You know, men are giving up. Men feel like there's nothing to fight for. There's nothing to be ambitious for if you feel like you can't get a woman. So, yeah, I get it. It says, on every question, women answered that they were more satisfied with their lives than males did. Well, of course they're going to say that. Women are all about projecting high status and projecting importance. So, yeah, if you survey women, are you happy? They're probably going to say, yeah. You know what I mean? If for no other reason, they want to keep the feminist agenda going. They want to keep up a good front. They're never going to admit defeat, especially when it's a study about being compared to men. But let's continue. They were happier being on their own, less likely to want a significant other, more sexually satisfied. Oh, yeah, we know y'all more sexually satisfied. Y'all getting plowed by every tall, hot guy at the bar and at the club and off Tinder. So, yeah, you're definitely more sexually satisfied. But see, that's not a flex to get D as a woman. It's your biological right to get sex. You're not a bad bitch because you can have sex with guys as a woman. You know what I mean? It's like breathing air as a woman. D is like breathing air. Breathing in slong is like breathing in air. So, what does it say? And more content overall. Right. The aggregated data suggested that women, whether solo or plus one, are more pleased with their lives in general, not to mention more satisfied sexually. And no, they don't want you to put a ring on it. Oh, yeah, not when they're young. According to Hone and McDonald, women are happier being single because they are more likely to have supportive platonic relationships to fall back on. Makes sense. All their fake girlfriends that are sabotaging their life secretly. I would say women have more friendships, men have more genuine friendships. On every question, women answered that they were more satisfied with their lives compared to men. Okay, in addition, romantic relationships are less beneficial for them because they're more likely to take on a larger share of household duties and have their sexual pleasure undervalued. Well, yeah, like, it's a woman's biological destiny to serve a man and be second place. That's what women are so mad about. It's their rightful place is underneath a man, being second place, cooking, cleaning for her man, being second place to her man. And that sucks. I guess I can see how maybe that sucks. But the thing is, it doesn't suck when they're with a guy that they derive joy from making him happy and making sure he's straight. Making sure he fed, making sure the family fed. But here's the thing. Hot girl summers are great. They really are. From, like I said, like 18 to 25. But eventually they get old. And that's when the mental illness start to kick in. And then when 30 and 35 come, they think like, wow, I've been making money. I've been making $50,000 a year since, let's just say, 23. And I've been blowing the whole $50,000. I don't got nothing saved. You know what I mean? I don't got nothing put up to buy a house. And then, wait a minute, I'm going to have to work for the rest of my life to afford this mortgage in my life. And I'm going to have to carry the weight of the world for the rest of my life all by myself. Carry the bag, shovel the snow. Yeah, reality start to kick in when the party is over. Eventually, the party is going to be over. Let's be very clear about that. And that's when they don't realize that they need a man until it's too late. When they're already damaged and they ain't going to get one. Then they're like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe I should have, you know, took men serious this whole time and tried to nurture a real relationship. Wait a minute. Up, oh, too late. It says single men have more to gain from partnering than do single women, the experts say. I mean, is the argument just cooking and cleaning? Because if a dude don't have a problem cooking and cleaning and don't got a problem buying a hooker twice a month, then he's really coming out on top. And he don't got to deal with none of the bullshit that come with having a girlfriend. Like, none of it. It says, Dr. Bella DiPaolo, author of Single at Heart, added that students have shown that women also enjoy their solitude more than men. I don't believe that part. I definitely don't believe that part. Women are social creatures. I don't believe women like sitting alone in the house more than men do, because men just get on the game. Men or whatever, watch their porn, whatever. Men can just be content by themselves. Video game, a beer, and some porn. And we chilling. I don't think that's the same for women. And we all know women don't really got hobbies like that. It says they spend more time pursuing their interests. What interests? Putting on makeup and gossiping? How far can that really go? I mean, seriously, let me know what you think women's hobbies are on average, fellas, in the comment section. And everybody hit the like button. Like, what interests? Netflix, makeup, and gossiping. That's all I can think of. Anyway, while some trends and studies seem to show that women are better off trying to... Bear with me, I know I sound slow. I need to improve my reading skills. While some trends and studies seem to show that women are better off tying the knot rather than remaining a singleton, others show that single women are doing pretty well for themselves. Single women own more homes than single men. Okay, like... First off, how many of those women got those homes in divorce? Second off, how many women really, like I said, want to work hard for 60 years and pay all the bills by themselves? Damn near none. I don't really see having a home necessarily as a measure of success. A lot of people are in those homes miserable trying to pay for those homes. And repairs and all that, it can really weigh on you. A lot of times having a home really isn't that great. Especially if you're struggling to pay for it, which I think most of these women that are referred to right now having homes are probably struggling to pay for it. Let's be real. Most women aren't making that much money. The average woman is making 50, 60K a year, if that. So all these homes and shit, they struggling to pay for these homes on one income. So it ain't nothing glamorous about that. It's not a flex. They're busting their ass to try to pay that mortgage every month. And they're miserable because women are biologically not made to bust their ass rain, sleet, snow, hell. Now, some of these women, they do make good money. They do have a career that they like. That's the minority. These articles want you to think that most women walking around here with fancy careers making six figures and is baloney. That's not the case. It says... And although it's more expensive to be single, many women would rather pay the single tax than update their relationship status. Okay. So all these women want to be alone for the rest of their lives. Is that what y'all trying to push in this article? Because nobody believes it, man. Nobody believes it. All these women. So like the way this article is painting it is like 90% of women prefer to be single for the rest of their lives. You're not pulling the wool over our eyes. Like, we don't believe you. When them baby rabies kick in, yeah, okay, we'll see. We'll see. You don't think they get tired of their whole family asking, when are you going to finally bring somebody around? Are you gay? You don't think they get tired of getting asked, are they gay? Because they haven't brought a man around. Do you think it's really good for women's mental and emotional health to just be getting ran through by random guys on Tinder for the next 40 years? Is that what you want us to believe, New York Post? Can't make this crap up, man. You really can't. It says, the tax, a catchy name for the higher cost that singles pay to financially support themselves, recently rose to over $7,000. Oh, yeah, I forgot about it. With this economy, they looking for a partner, trust me. A study conducted by Qualtrics on behalf of Intuit Credit Karma found that while many single women admitted to the financial burden of being financially independent is a major cause of stress in their lives. I know, I just said it earlier. 95% of women don't want the burden of having to bust their butt to pay all their bills alone for the rest of their lives. Like I said, carrying groceries in, stuff needing fixed, a bump in the night. You're not going to convince me that most women want to be alone for the rest of their lives. You're just not going to do it. And all these articles, they take a bad faith argument. Like, it's better to be alone than be in a bad relationship. So they're automatically assuming that they're going to be in a bad relationship. Well, let's be honest. The reason why any relationship going to be bad, most of these women are going to be in, is them. Because they're just miserable creatures, a lot of them. Not all of them, but most. They're going to be unhappy no matter what. It's not the man that's making these women unhappy in relationships. Most men just go to work, they come home, they want to drink a beer, and maybe have sex a couple times a week. It ain't that difficult. Most men aren't coming home, you know, making their wives' lives a living hell. Stupid. Like, really think about it. Who makes the other party's lives worse living in the house for 50 years? The woman nagging and bitching and going on an emotional roller coaster and periods and all that? Or a man who just wants some peace and quiet? Who's really driving who crazy in a 50-year relationship in a house with a man or a woman? Like, really, let's just be real for a second. Like, oh my God, I'm going to have to cook and clean if I get a husband. Bitch, you're going to have to cook and clean if you don't get a husband. See, these are the dingbat arguments that just, they blow me away every time. Men benefit more because he's getting cooked and cleaned for. You're going to have to do it anyway. So you still got to do all the shit you would have to do with none of the benefits of having a husband. That's dumb. Can't make this crap up, man. Where did I leave off? They considered it an acceptable price to pay to be on their own. This is such a stupid article. I might have to make this a separate video and post it on my channel. It's so dumb. Let's see what the comment's saying. It says, in addition, romantic relationships are less beneficial for them because they're more likely to take on a larger share of the household duties. Okay, I don't know. That's just repeating. Joe says, my thoughts exactly. New York Post should be embarrassed if they still had standards. I'm ready for the next Johnna Hocking article. Oh, yeah, we went over Johnna Hocking before. She's a manosphere favorite. She's a unique type of train wreck. This says, dubious study. If that's the case, why are so many women on antidepressants? That's a very good question. They ain't going to dive into that on New York Post. They ain't gonna uncover that because they got to make it seem like female empowerment is the way. But look, all the evidence in everyday life show female empowerment is a horrible idea, and everybody's worse off now that women are more empowered. Women are more depressed, men are more depressed, kids are worse off and getting their genders changed at school. Like, everything is worse off in America now that women are empowered. When women get empowered, all of a sudden there's 10,000 genders. You ever wonder why when men was running shit it wasn't 10,000 genders? Anybody, you ever wonder that? Like, the shit just start getting goofy when women get empowered. Everything start getting goofy. Did you ever think you would see a presidential candidate have a bitch twerking on stage for her presidency? I never thought I'd see it. When men was running shit, you wouldn't have seen that. Because it's fucking ridiculous. Like, He says, in my experience, I also hear single women complain about their relationship status more than single men. Yeah, because men don't just sit around bitching all day. It's pathetic. We don't sit around trying to be seen as a victim every day of our life. It's fucking like that's just a joke. We have more dignity and pride than that, even if we are struggling and on the verge of self-deletion. We don't jump on TikTok crying with piano music in the back talking about how hard our life is and how, you know, our girlfriend just broke up with us. Well, for one reason, because nobody's going to give a damn. That ain't going to get 300,000 views on TikTok. But a cute bitch crying about it will. Dixie says, women study and women concluding women are better than men and don't need men. Gender studies 101, any campus today. On any campus today, yeah. Billy Boy says, thanks goodness we have so many GS graduates. Where would society be without them? Oh, gender studies graduates, yeah. Joe says, agree. Yes, of course this poll is reliable science. And Harris is expected to win Iowa by 7%. All right, let's move on to something else. I'm going to let something play while I go get something to drink.
Thank you for being there, man. Charles Ray.
Let's get a live stream sponsor starting at $5. Cash App, Streamlabs, PayPal. Let's get it.
Everyone, I hope you're all having a wonderful day or night. But for now, let's get into the video.
You know what we're gonna do?
Gentlemen, you better sit down and hold on to your coffees because what women are about to do to you is gonna ruin your lives. Just watch.
We're not gonna dye our hair anymore.
How are men ever going to recover from this? The next part of this plan is just diabolical, guys.
The skin stuff. We're not gonna dress up and look nice. Why? So that they can come and act like they own us because we look like this? Absolutely not.
Hold up, guys. I thought women dressed up for themselves. I thought women wore makeup for themselves. I definitely wouldn't say that women looking presentable has anything to do with trying to be desirable to men, especially if you're married or in a relationship. In all seriousness, though, this isn't going to hurt men more than it's going to help women. Ladies, you shouldn't be going out with a man who only values you for your appearance because that will fade with age. In all seriousness, though, I don't think all aspects of the 4B movement are terrible. Sure, the women who are planning to divorce their husbands because of how they voted, I'm sure your husband is going to find better. The whole aspect of women agreeing to not have intimate relationships with men unless they value and respect them is only going to help women. It's not really going to hurt men. And it's only going to hurt the men that need to be hurt.
And at the same time, it's really not. I know you men, the F-boys, and I know for sure they're going to be fine. Whatever they think they're doing with this 4B movement, they're not, and not to mention that the 4B movement is already gone. It only started, a few days ago, and it's already gone. The ones yelling the loudest that we're not going to sleep with men anymore, yeah, they are already back in clubs and bars looking for free drinks.
I think the coolest thing about being single...
Yeah, the whole 4B movement where women are on strike from, I guess, dressing up for men, having sex with men. Look, you already were ignoring 95% of men. So, I mean, we're literally completely unaffected. So basically what they're saying is the 5% of guys we were screwing from the start, we're not going to screw them anymore. First off, we don't believe you. And second off, somebody's going to screw them. There's always going to be a chick who will. You know, and he already blocked you months ago. He ain't thinking about you. He forgot you existed. He's on to the next one. Like most Chads. They get him in and get him out. Before you can even start a hashtag about him.
From the transition of 25 to 26 is really just getting to know my type. Because I really just don't give I can be alone. But also at the same time, I'm kind of like, you know, I'm exploring a little bit. Like, I'm...
All these women bragging about being alone, man, what do you do for a living? I'm going to say based on the belly ring and all the tattoos, it's not something that makes six figures or more. How are you going to afford to get to the end of life? How are you going to make it to 85 if you don't need a man and you ain't going to be making big money? Women don't think that far into the future, never mind.
I'm not just dating a dude because he's older and tatted. Like, I'm looking around, right? I'm exploring my options. I'm starting to realize I like a real Goo Goo Gaga type. I like a, you know, I need her type of man. I like feeling needed. I like babying people. I like taking care of someone, especially when it's somebody I love. And I just like to coddle someone. I want to cook and clean for you and wipe your bottom type of energy.
Yeah, we get it. You need more men to subscribe to your wave account. What was that from earlier? 4B movement? Now, it could be that this lady was never told about that 4B, or maybe she was, but when someone said 4B, she heard 499.
I just watched like the most ridiculous video of like some fat dude defending his friend that's also like fat, and they made a video eating candy or whatever, and someone commented that she doesn't need any more candy, which is quite frankly kind of true. And I just think that like the fact that the only thing you can say about that statement isn't like, you didn't say like, oh, like she's beautiful anyway, blah blah blah, you just immediately went to attacking the looks of another woman.
Look, body positivity only applies for women. Nobody bats an eyelash if a man get called a fat ass or a lard butt or something. Nobody cares. It's only a hashtag when it's women. What a coinky ding.
It's just incredibly telling. And I don't think that reading somebody for their looks carries as much weight when you're also fat and ugly. That's just me.
Yeah, I don't think you think much. He was defending his friend, and you have a problem with him for that because someone else said something?
And the idea that only ugly people hate is just not true, because every hot person that I know, myself included, because I have eyes and I make a living off being hot, is a hater. A lot of them are not interested.
What do you think the chances are that she's investing that OF money? And what do you think the chances are that she's blowing pretty much every dollar of it every year?
Interested in coddling people and telling them that they're pretty when they're not.
Okay, I know I have a headache and it could be me, but can anyone make sense out of all she said? How is that making you a hater? You're supposed to tell everyone they're pretty even though they're not, so that won't make you a hater? I'm not even sure how you're making a living out of your looks. I mean, I know you have an OF account, but $375 a month? Yeah, I'm sure you're crushing it.
This is what we're doing now. Stop asking their star signs. Stop asking what house.
All they're going to do is say, I voted for Kamala, so they can smash and then ghost you. They really think they cracked the code. Ask a man who he voted for. That's how you can weed out the bad ones. He's just going to lie to you so he can get what you want. Bird brain. She really feel like she dropping some A1 game on this one, guys.
Their Saturn is in. Start asking them what the House of Representatives are.
I'm not sure exactly what she's doing, but she's doing something. In case you're only listening, she was chatting with some guy. Well, not really, just maybe kind of. The guy said, hey, Tatiana, what's up? How are you? She replied with, who did you vote for? And the guy never replied back. So, yeah, well, she's doing something. I don't think she even knows what she's doing, but it's something. And no, I'm sure it matters and it's important and it makes no difference. I mean, it's gonna make a difference. What difference that is, yes.
One of the most unattractive behavioral qualities that a man can possess that will be an immediate repellent for a healthy feminine woman is when he uses catty remarks as a way of expressing himself. So whether that's online, whether that's...
Now, I agree with this woman. I can't stand a sassy motherfucking dude. And I worked at a construction site once and all the motherfuckers was sassy. And they always had some type of smart remark. Or some passive aggressive shit to say or try to give me a stare down. Them dudes was bitches. You know? I think you guys would be shocked at how many sassy dudes really exist in tough male spaces.
You know, he tries to diminish what the woman is saying, but essentially when it's coming from a place where it's almost like you can feel the sting in the tail, it's a massive indicator that the male has a very open mother wound that hasn't been tended to yet. Now, when there's an unconscious mother wound, these passive-aggressive behaviors are basically showing to you that there is unconscious and unresolved hatred towards the feminine.
Well, look, I don't care what she's talking about in relation to women. I'm talking about how men act in relation to other men. To me, respectable men are direct communicators. And to me, respectable men, they don't have a hard-on for another man. If I got a problem with another man, I'm just going to say what it is, and we're going to get past it. Or if we can't get past it, I'm just going to keep moving like a mature adult. I'm not going to be petty. I'm not going to give you a stare down when I see you. I'm not going to try to say slick comments every time I see you. I'm just going to act like a mature adult. In my opinion, most people on the planet aren't mature adults. Most adults don't act like adults.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Why am I listening to you? We'll go back to what you said in the beginning. One of the most unattractive behavior or qualities a man can possess. Unattractive qualities? I mean, sure, why not? Who's even looking for qualities in a person? Since the caption on your video says one of the most unattractive behaviors in men for high-value women, I'm absolutely positive whatever the definition of a high-value woman is for you, I do not want it.
You're telling me that the same people who said all men until no men, who are loud and proud self-professed misandrists, who undoubtedly chose the bear, they are now no longer dating or sleeping with men. Okay, ladies, as someone who loves Lysistrata and understands what you're trying to do, I'm going to hold your hand when I say this. I think you have severely overestimated a man's desire to have relations with a woman who hates him.
Yeah, they sound like the perfect women for no men. It's pretty much the chicken and the egg argument. Men said absolutely not, and they said, we're gonna shave our heads so you know.
Well, like I said, like, do women think they're hurting men by shaving their heads? I mean, we're just gonna look at you like, wow, look at all these mentally ill women. Or, like, look at all these cancer patients. That's unfortunate. Never mind.
For sure, why you said no in the beginning.
I would purchase a glass. And if you and I are walking on the same street and it's dark out and you're a white male, you have to be white for this to count, okay? If you're a white male, even if you don't approach me, I will. Yeah, I know. So.
That is sick. That's weird. I feel like white men get a bad rap. Let me talk about white men real quick. Yeah, obviously there's good white men, there's bad white men. I've come in contact with plenty of white men who had a hard-on for me because I'm a brother. And I think those men are fucking pathetic on a deep level. But I ain't even going to get into that. But I just wanted to say shout out to all the good white men of America. I love you. As a black man, I love you. I appreciate all you do for this country. But all you demonic white men, F you. And another thing I want to touch on real quick. Like, you're not just demonic because you don't like black people. Like, there's levels to racism. There's certain type of races I'm cool with. If you're just somebody who, yeah, I don't like black people, or I don't like Mexicans, I don't like Asians, whatever, just live your life. And if you come in contact with one of these people, don't act like a bitch about it. Like, I can still respect you. If you racist, but you don't act like a bitch about it, if one of those racists come around, I can still respect you. But I've come in contact with so many white dudes who act like little sissies. If they don't like black people and I walk in, they start rolling their eyes and sucking their teeth like a bitch. Nah, yeah, you lost me now, buddy. I'm sure this ain't the only thing you act like a bitch about. Yeah, anyway, let's continue.
Has to be on the street, you and I. Has to be at nighttime. During the day, not so much, but at nighttime, okay? And you have to have...
Okay, based on the facial expressions of bro at the bottom, I guess he's a fruitcake, which I'm not knocking him. If that's your thing, cool. I mean, at least he's fighting a good fight going against crazy women like this.
Very white skin. And be a male.
Pew-pews are the problem, sure. No, people's mental health issues are the problem. You have allowed society to convince you to hate your race so much so that you are publicly coming online and voicing something that is not only extremely illegal, right?
Yeah, how can she stay on TikTok or whatever social media this is talking about deleting white men that come up to her and she gonna pop them? But if I say bitch on TikTok, I get banned the first hour. But she could talk about deleting white men, and that's probably still up right now.
But also, just goes to show your mental instability and blatant disregard for human life.
She said 4B, 5B, 6B, 7B. Just in case 4B wasn't enough. Maybe she's waiting until she reaches 8B, so then she will shave her head. I don't even know, but maybe if you're watching, share her video with your friends so everyone will know who she is. She was looking for those 15 minutes of fame, so help the lady out.
Okay, important question. Does lipstick, wearing lipstick, deter somebody from kissing you on a date? I'm not asking for a friend, I'm asking...
Okay, answer that for me, fellas. Does a woman wearing bright red lipstick deter you from wanting to kiss her on a date? Yes or no? Put a wire in the chat.
For me, because I like to kiss on dates. So, deter, not deter, wear, don't wear?
Ma'am, you too old to still be dating. Dating is over with. Find a man who's willing to sleep with you and at least listen to your babbling nonsense 2 times a month and call it a day as far as your dating life. You would be blessed to get that.
Oh, deter for sure. No lady was ever kissing me on dates while I was wearing lipstick. Then I grew older and I realized everyone is different. Some ladies absolutely did not want to kiss me. Some ladies wanted to, but they were nervous, shy. And for these last ones, it was up to me to help them somehow read the room better.
I'm not dating anyone at the minute because I need a break. Since the last time I spoke to someone, I ended up on a plane to Copenhagen and then I was upset by the canal. Anyway, I had a thought in my singleness. I thought, when was the last time a lad I was dating asked me a question to genuinely get to know me? I'm not talking, what's your favourite colour, what have you done today? I'm talking, what's your favourite book? What film do you watch when you're upset? What song makes your heart explode? What did you study at university?
She know all the guys who would ask all those questions. Don't ever fall for this poppycock. What she means to say is, why won't guys who look like supermodels and have chiseled abs ask me what my favorite book is? And what's my favorite song to listen to when I'm sad? Why won't a man who makes $250K a year and 6'4 ask me what makes me tick? That's basically what she's saying. She know all the guys who would ask her all those in-depth questions. And they're in her friend zone.
Say, what was your favorite part? What did you want to be when you grew up? What do you want to be now? You know, just anything that would, like, actually get to know me, and I swear to you, I think it's been years, but then I'm not confident that it's ever happened.
Man, ugh, the audacity, and they can't even carry a conversation. I know, right? You're still the girl who got on a plane and flew over to a different part of the world to a guy who never wanted to get to know you better. Knowing that tells me more about you than you saying the last book you've read was The Little Engine That Could.
Alright. We got twins, fellas.
Are y'all twins? Are y'all twins? Yeah. Oh my goodness.
What was going last time?
I was on last time. I feel like I got
old twins. We got old twins on the Kendra G show. This should be interesting. Oh my goodness. Too old for this. Too old to be attention seeking like this and twerking on a national platform. These women are clearly 40 plus. Or if not, they look it. Still thirst trapping and attention seeking. I don't even know where to start.
Girl, listen. We're in Barcelona right now.
Okay, what are y'all doing? We're going to Barcelona.
You said what?
What are y'all doing in Barcelona?
Listen,
I can't hear you. Oh, they're in the house. Wait, your Wi-Fi. Why don't you guys go in the elevator? It's not going to work.
Okay. Oh.
So, yeah, we already know they're childish. 40 plus, acting like they're 10. So, let's take 20 points off for the twerk and 10 points off for the fact that they're acting like children at this big age.
Okay,
all for the world to see.
I don't know where we are. We're on some type of floor, but yeah.
Wait, do you guys live in Barcelona? Are you visiting?
No, we don't. We live in Ohio.
Okay, what are you doing in Barcelona?
Living life.
Okay.
Yeah.
This isn't living life. At 40, I mean, I'm not saying you can't go to Barcelona if you're 40. That's not what I'm saying. But dressed up like a whore with your twin sister in Barcelona calling an online dating show acting like a child, it's a bad look is what I'm trying to say. Like, oh, we just living our best lives. That saying should die after 25. Bars. You're not living your best life. You're pathetic. Like, oh, man. Oh, man. At 40 plus, you should be in Barcelona with your husband. The kids are with the babysitter and y'all just trying to get away. You know, you've been being productive citizens, raising a family, taking care of kids, like just being responsible adults at 40. And y'all just wanted to go on vacation to Barcelona and you just trying to live your best life. At 40, that's living your best life. In Barcelona with your husband. Not in Barcelona with your thought sister. One of which of these women have just got divorced from their husband. So it's all downhill from there. Whichever one of these twins just divorced their husband, look, I'm sure it was for a frivolous reason. And what they don't realize is there's nothing but pump and dumps for the rest of her life. And even the quality of pump and dumps are going to go down. Like, she thinks she's about to hit the streets back and live her best life now that she divorced her husband. Just let's continue. What's funny about almost getting robbed? And this woman is too old for Nose Ring Chronicles. It's the Nose Ring Chronicles. Metal in her face. Yeah, she's a disgrace. It's the Nose Ring Chronicles. She want to be 20 so bad. You not 20 no more, baby. You ain't 20 no more. And that's okay. In another country, not paying attention to her surroundings, stopping on random floors to do interviews on ghetto YouTube dating shows. They about to get robbed again. They about to get caught slacking again. This is ridiculous and absurd. Would you want this to be your wife? Would you want this to be your girlfriend? Would you want to know this person, period? I think not. I wouldn't want to know her. She's going to bring nothing but chaos and ridiculousness to my life.
Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. How old are you?
33.
33, and what you
do? Oh my gosh, I'm so
happy. What you do for a living, boo?
I'm a driver. Trucker.
Okay. Do you have any kids?
A trucker? What kind of masculine-ass job is that? What's up with all these female truckers these days? I mean, I'm not saying you can't be a female trucker, but I don't want a female trucker. Let me guess, you like going to the shooting range, too? You like chewing tobacco? Fighting dogs? Just riding Harleys? Smoking cigars? No, thank you. And now I'm in Barcelona twerking on YouTube. What a win. Where's your two young kids at? I'm sure they're heartbroken that you broke up the family. But no worry on your face because you're twerking on YouTube in Barcelona. You're such an awesome mom. We need more like you.
Yeah, he had to go, Kendra. Yeah, he had to go.
He took me for like a 2-year like divorce. So.
He wanted the divorce, or you wanted it?
No, I wanted it.
Okay, you wanted it.
Yeah.
And he tried to fight for his family. You know what I mean? But they try to say, oh, he put me through this. He put me through a 2-year divorce. No, it's called a decent man trying to keep his family together. You sick, sick human being. And you see how women keep other women single? He had to go, Kendra. Yeah, let me guess. The other twin is single. And that's why she sabotaged the other twin marriage. It's disgusting what women do to each other. Women are the real, you know, misogynist. If that even makes sense.
Okay. So we got Nadia. She's currently calling us from Barcelona. She has a twin sister. Show your twin sister real quick. Hey, baby, I'm a she lives in Columbus, Ohio, 33, a driver. Mom and 2 kids by her ex-husband, who she divorced 30 days ago. So, what kind of man you looking for, girl?
Someone that's loyal,
kind,
caring, love to travel. Yeah.
Marriage is not about traveling every other weekend. Where are your children? I hope you get full custody. This is disgusting. I'm repulsed. I don't even know what to say. I'm mad right now.
Someone that's gonna love me. Someone that's gonna give life to her because she is life. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. What are your deal breakers?
Someone that smoke. Someone that's in a gang. I don't do no cribs. I don't do no blood. I don't do nothing.
Yeah, you do. Regular women don't even say that. Regular women wouldn't even think to say, I don't do bloods and I don't do crips. The fact that that's in your brain, it tells me something. You know, you probably just got dogged out by one and now you're trying to get back at him. I don't do bloods and crips no more. That's the word you left out. You don't do bloods and crips no more.
She loves God.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't love God. I'm calling you out on that one, ma'am. Once again, I'm going to do a recap. Divorced her husband a month ago. Now she's in Barcelona on YouTube twerking. That's not a God-loving woman. You can't just say stuff. Words have meanings.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about money? Should he make a certain amount of money? What happened? Who's that? Who just came by?
Somebody probably just came outside their house like, I gotta sleep in the morning, bitch. Can you go do this somewhere else? Like, you know, real people. Not degenerates like you. Regular folk. Good, hardworking folk with morals.
Somebody came out and
they
was just like, why are you guys... I'm so sorry.
Where are you guys right now? Are you in a Airbnb?
We were actually going back out.
Oh, you're going back out. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So okay, I'll go fast. Okay, I'll go fast. Should he make a certain amount of money?
Yeah. Like 70 and higher.
Okay. 70 and higher. Could he have kids already?
Yes. 2, no more than that.
No more than 2 kids.
Yeah.
Okay. Older than 5.
Older can she think for herself? I mean, I know y'all twins, but can you shut the fuck up and let her do our own interview? This is what you're going to have to deal with as a man. You're going to have to deal with her annoying ass sister day in and day out.
Wait.
They're 5 mentally. I said 10 earlier. These women are 5 years old mentally. This is crazy.
Sorry, Kendra. I know you don't like waiting.
Wait, we got, oh, right. I forgot to do the Kendrick came in the beginning. Okay, all right, you want that booty to show, girl.
Yeah.
This is a mother, y'all. I just want to remind you, this is a mom. Her kids aren't even young either. They're going to see this. They're 9 and 10. They're old enough to comprehend what's going on when somebody sent them this clip. Somebody's going to send them this clip. In fourth grade, yeah. Fourth or fifth grade or something, somebody's definitely sending the kids this. The husband's going to see it too. And I hope he feel relieved that he ain't with this anymore, with this creature.
You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask, when's the last time you was intimate with someone?
2 years.
Okay. What?
Nobody believes you. 2 years and you just got divorced a month ago? Wow. She was cheating on her husband that whole 2 years that she wasn't having sex with him, I assure you. And she definitely got plowed in Barcelona. And she's going to continue to get plowed by a couple of more guys while she's there. Let's be very clear. When she said 2 years, she was thinking about just with her husband. She only counted when the last time she had sex with her husband. Those other guys don't count. Because she wasn't supposed to be doing it anyway. And that's why I don't count. That's girl math for you.
Oh, 2 years. So.
Yeah, holding strong.
And 3 flaws you have to work on.
I'm impatient. I like stuff done right away.
Yeah, so what man want to hear that? Like, she think everything got to be on her schedule. This is why men don't date women past a certain age. Ma'am, you the bottom of the barrel. With a nice butt or not, you're at the bottom of the barrel. Cute or not, you're at the bottom of the barrel. Nothing about this interview is appealing to a man with sense. Oh, you don't care about other people's feelings. Don't they have names for that? Narcissist, psychopath? Aren't there clinical terms for people who don't care about other people's feelings? She's basically saying, I'm a piece of shit. I don't have patience, and I don't care about other people's feelings. You see how they so casually say, yeah, I'm a piece of shit, because they think they can fall back on, I'm kind of cute, and I got a nice butt, though. I know I just described a terrible human being, but I'm kind of cute, teehee.
I'm a loving person. I put energy into people who put energy into me. And that's just that, yeah. And I love kids, so.
If you love kids that much, you be at home with your kids, taking care of your kids. Not twerking on YouTube in Barcelona. I'm going to keep bringing that up. She really can't think for herself. Even if all the other stuff wasn't a deal breaker, the fact that her sister has to be her brain, that's a deal breaker. That's a black flag. I know why she divorced. I know who encouraged her to get a divorce.
40.
Okay.
But I would go 45 if they take care of their, like, hygiene.
Say it again?
I said I would go to 45 if they, like, take care of their hygiene, like their teeth and everything. I'm very big on hygiene.
Okay, very big on hygiene. Okay. All right. And let's do it. Nadia, she's already in Barcelona. Child, is that first time there?
Yes. But you gotta be careful. There's like a lot of thieves. We literally had to run. We was like,
Taxi. But you about to go out again. Like, let's break that down real quick. You got robbed or almost got robbed. you around danger. A lot of these women like this, they love being around danger. They love being around dangerous men. They love getting plowed by dangerous men. The hell with my two kids at home. I want to be where the gangsters and the thugs at. Because they get me to tingling. This is disgusting on many, 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 many levels. If a decent woman almost got robbed, she'd be ready to go home. She would be like, I'm staying in the hotel the rest of the trip. I ain't playing with these hoodlums. I ain't playing with these hoodlums. That's another reason, you know. That's another reason why, or another reason, just whatever. I don't even want to finish my sentence. She's trash.
Barcelona, and you was married up until 30 days ago.
Nadia,
how do you spell your name?
Yeah, he took me through a 2-year divorce. So
why did it take you so long?
She don't want to say it because he was a good man trying to fight for his family. That's why she's lost for words. She know if she say the real reason why it was 2 years, she would seem even worse than she already seem right now. Let's see what bullshit she gonna come up with. Something vague, I'm sure.
People just don't agree on things, you know.
That's just okay, well, how you spell your name?
N-A-D-I-A.
N-A-D-I-A.
Yeah.
N-A-D-I-A would be her name on the dating app. N-A-D-I-A. You should add, there's a lot of Nadia's girls, so I can't go through all of them.
Her future is draining balls, and that's it. Like, there is no serious relationship in her future. She will never be in a lifelong relationship, ever. But don't feel sorry for her. She made her bed. Now she will be laying in it. From 33 to 85.
They had a username so they could
just
find
say Nadia Twin.
Huh?
Nadia Twin.
Nadia Twin. Okay, yeah. Make that your username.
Okay.
So they could find you fast, okay?
Yeah.
All right, bye, baby.
Bye.
Enjoy Barcelona. Bye.
Oh my gosh. I don't have anything else to say. I'm not going live tonight. This was my live that I was going to do at 8. I did it now. No donations came in, so I'm out. I'll see y'all tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central. RB Sensei out.